Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Our back quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. So you heard our perspective on Penn State Pitt. Coming up this Saturday at Beaver Stadium, the fourth and final installment of this rivalry series. To help us understand Pitt's side of it a little bit better, Jerry DiPaola from the Pittsburgh Tribune Review joins us right now as we keep talking Lions and Panthers. Jerry, first of all, thank you so much for being here. This is, I think, the third year in a row we've had you on. It's been a pleasure to have you. It's great to hear your insights on Pitt for a matchup like this one. And I mean, first and foremost, what is the vibe right now around the Pitt locker room, around Pat Narduzzi, as you have this matchup? Can you feel like that Penn State is coming up?
Not necessarily. Although I do, we'll say this: after the game when they beat Ohio on Saturday, their center, their all ACC center, Jimmy Morrissey, made a couple comments, you know, about Penn State. Jimmy was a walk-on, you know, when he came to Pitt 3 years ago. And somebody asked him after the game why he didn't consider Penn State, you know, when he was coming out of high school. And he says, I was a walk-on. I didn't have any offers. And he said, I wouldn't have gone to Penn State even if I did have an offer from them. So that sort of got things kicked off. You know, Pitt understands, you know, the Pitt players understand, most of them anyway, the gravity of this rivalry and what it's meant to the fan bases over the years. But most of the guys are going to talk this week. In fact, they may not talk at all. Pat Narduzzi has really shielded his players from the media in the last 3 years, the week of the Pitt-Penn State game. He may end up doing the same thing today or this week. But most of the guys are going to say that this is just another game, you know, a big game against a good opponent. And we have to be ready for it, just like we have to be ready for any other opponent.
First of all, I can appreciate Jimmy Morrissey's pluckiness. I can appreciate that. Coming from where he's come from and building himself to what he's built himself into, an all-ACC performer as a walk-on. But I doubt that if Penn State came with a scholarship offer and he was looking at that versus walking on someplace, that he wouldn't have accepted the offer. I don't think that was genuine.
Well, maybe not. But you know, Jimmy's a staunch Pitt guy right now.
Yeah,
a Pitt man, and he would like to see this program, you know, before he graduates, move on, you know, get a better status than what it's had lately. Even when they won the ACC Coastal last year, it still ended the season on a 3-game losing streak, and ended up 7-7. You know, Kenny Pickett threw for 8 yards. Against Clemson in the championship, ACC championship game. So this program still has a long ways to go to gain respectability, to gain relevance around the country. And an upset Saturday in Beaver Stadium will go a long way to accomplishing that.
What do you think, your personal thoughts on extending or not extending this rivalry? Like, the economics for Penn State, I understand why it doesn't make sense to make a long-term commitment like this to a home-and-home against the Pitt program. There's really maybe only something you can lose from that, not so much you can gain. But I just think, you know, in terms of getting fans' juices flowing, Pitt does something to, you know, for Penn State fans, and Penn State does something for Pitt fans.
Well, Pitt will get a sellout at Heinz Field every time that they play at Penn State or a West Virginia or a Notre Dame or a high profile ACC opponent, and the Pitt people want to play the game, want to continue the rivalry, want to continue the series. Penn State has a different situation. Number one, they play 9 conference games. Pitt only plays 8 conference games, so there's only 3 open spots, you know, for the fit of Pitt. Pitt came in there, and in this year's non-conference schedule for Penn State is exceedingly weak. You know, Idaho and Buffalo and then Pitt, you know, they really aren't playing, you know, very high profile non-conference games. Whereas Pitt, you know, had Notre Dame last year. They got Central Florida this year. And plus they have Penn State as a non-conference opponent. So they're playing a much more difficult schedule than Penn State's playing, and they have to, you know, they have to play games like that to gain some relevancy. And they beat Penn State in the first installment of this four game series a few years ago, and that was a big win for Pat Narduzzi and his program, a really big win, maybe the biggest, other than the Clemson upset in 2016. But the rivalry should continue. I think it should, for the fans, for the players, you know, just for recruiting, it would be great. But I don't agree with people that say the state legislature should get involved and mandate that Pitt play Penn State every year. Well, that's not what the state legislature is there for. A lot of people have sent me emails and tweeted me about that very subject. I think it's crazy for the government to get involved. Let the schools figure it out. Maybe sometime in the next decade, two decades from now, actually, in 2030 or 2031, maybe cooler heads will prevail, smarter people will prevail, and they'll be able to get this rivalry back on track. But I don't expect to see it before 2030.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're joined right now by Jerry DePaula from the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. Looking ahead to Penn State Pitt this weekend. If you're looking ahead on your end, you got to check out gopsurv.com. If you're looking for a place to stay, you're looking for an opportunity to tailgate at any Penn State football game, gopsurv.com presents the perfect opportunity. We call it the ultimate tailgating experience. You can show up there on Friday. You can leave on Sunday. You don't ever have to stop tailgating. You get a ride to and from Beaver Stadium. They take care of everything for you. I don't know if Jerry DePaula is going to stay at the GoPSURV.com lot, but if he wants to tailgate like a true journalist would, he probably would do that. He should do that.
Depends on what's on the menu.
Well, probably beer, I'm guessing, Jerry. I don't know. I don't know what else, but probably beer. What would you say right now? I know it's early in the season, even on Penn State's end, you know, talk about developing an identity. What would you say their identity is as an offense, what they're trying to accomplish, who they're trying to run that offense through, and what they're trying to do to Penn State?
Well, the Pitt really doesn't have an offensive identity yet, and it's going to be difficult for them to acquire a really staunch identity this year on offense, because they lost so many people and so many good people off of last year's team. They had 2,000-yard rushers last year, Qadri Olison and Darren Hall. This year, they have a lot of young running backs, talented guys, who look like, to me at this point, they look like fairly average running backs, nothing special. They could develop, and you know, at the end of the Ohio game on Saturday, freshman Vincent Davis, you know, looked pretty good running the football in the final possession. And A.J. Davis, a junior, a highly recruited junior out of Florida several years ago, played fairly well late in that game. But Pitt really didn't get much of a running game at all against Virginia when they lost to Virginia in the opener. And as far as the passing game goes, Kenny Pickett, you know, had a nice game against Ohio, threw for a career-high 321 yards, I think it was. Didn't throw any interceptions after throwing two against Virginia. But again, you know, the passing game is going to depend on how much they can protect him. And protecting the quarterback against a good team like a Virginia or like a Penn State is going to be difficult for this offensive line, because there's four new faces on that offensive line. They got a transfer from Michigan, and Nolan Uizio at right tackle, and Jimmy Morrissey's at center. But the three other guys didn't play much. Two other guys never played before this season, and Bryce Hargrove, the left guard, played a little bit last year at the end of the season when Morrissey was hurt. So they're very inexperienced on the offensive line. They also experience at wide receiver. Maurice French had a big game against Ohio. Again, it was Ohio. It wasn't a Power Five team, and they're going to be playing Power Five teams now, other than Central Florida, which is a ranked team for the rest of the season. So it's going to be very difficult, you know, for these guys to get something going against good opponents, because Pitt, for the most part, is going to struggle against good opponents. And I think a lot of that has to do with the inexperience on the offensive line and the passing game getting off to a slow start. And the passing game has no real running game to complement it. Usually, you can't run a good passing game unless there's a threat of the run. Pitt right now, I don't know how much there's a threat on either way. You know, the teams can stack the box, which Virginia did, so they couldn't run the ball. And then you try to get Kenny Pickett to take advantage of that. He couldn't do it against Virginia. Now, if Penn State stacks the box and Pickett starts throwing the ball and starts having some success, then the running game opens up a little bit and things get easier. It all depends on the quarterback and how upright the offensive line can keep him.
Is in your opinion, is Kenny Pickett the guy? Like, is he the guy who can take Penn State? You mentioned early trying to, you know, take this program to another level. Is he the guy to do it?
Well, he's a junior now, so he's either going to do it now or in his senior year next year. I don't know. I'm not sure that he's the best quarterback ever to strap it up for Pitt. You know, in the last few years, I think Nathan Peterman it was a better quarterback in his 2 years at Pitt a few years ago, and he actually ended up beating Penn State and beating Clemson in his time at Pitt. But I mean, Pickett is a New Jersey guy who got a chance to play as a freshman a little bit and had the big upset against Miami. He's very athletic. He runs around pretty well, but that's not his game. You know, Mark Whipple, the offensive coordinator, wants him to stand in the pocket, make good decisions, and loosen up that secondary by throwing the ball down the field and not just dinks and dunks. He wants him to throw the ball down the field and make big plays happen. That happened a little bit against Ohio, happened very little against Virginia, and Pitt ended up losing that game. So I'm not sure that Pickett is the guy that's going to take this team, you know, to the next level. He is the quarterback who took the team to the ACC championship game, so you got to give him credit for that. A lot of people will say, well, they won the ACC Coastal, which is a very weak division, which it is, but they still ended up winning it. You got to give them credit for that and get into the title game. But whether Pickett is going to take them to the next step, first of all, in the ACC, Clemson is going to win it. It looks like almost every year, the way things are going, you know, everybody else is playing to finish second to Clemson in the ACC. And you know, the Pitt's going to have an opportunity this year to stay in there because the ACC is what it usually is. You know, it looks like North Carolina is going to be pretty good. They upset Miami, which I thought was going to be the best team in the division. And then now Virginia is 2-0. And they look like they might be the best team in the division. They were picked to win it. But they aren't elite teams. There aren't a lot of elite teams in the ACC. And part of that is because it's tough to recruit against the likes of Clemson and Florida State and Alabama. You're getting players from those areas. And, you know, that's the same problem Pitt is having. Pitt has gone into Florida and done pretty well getting some good players out of Florida. The trouble with Pitt is the injuries have really hurt them. You know, their best defensive end from Florida, Rashad Weaver, had a knee injury in camp. He's out for the season. They lost Keyshawn Camp, their best defensive tackle, last week. He's out for the season. So on top of every other problem Pitt has, it also has to deal with a lot of injuries.
Pitt's got problems. Penn State had a problem in the first half against Buffalo. We'll see what gives here. That's Jerry DePaula from the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. You can check all of his work out at triblive.com. Thanks so much, Jerry.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right, we're moving on. We got one more quarter to go here. Ask Greg. Your Penn State football and recruiting questions will be answered right after this.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.